Well, check out these six things that everyone says about technology that apparently are not true. More bars mean better cell service. Apparently not. A camera's better if it has more megapixels. Not anymore. Emptying your computer's recycling bin deletes your files permanently. Not immediately, no. Private browsing keeps you anonymous. Wrong. Macs don't get viruses. They can. And those expensive cables that you buy for different things perform better? Actually, they say they don't, than the cheap ones.
Well, Halloween just around the corner. I know it seems weird to think that because school just started, but, you know, stores are already displaying their Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. This just seems a little unnatural. You know, everybody gets into pumpkin-flavored everything during the fall. Mm-hmm. And now pumpkin-flavored M&Ms. They're now on sale at Target. They're about $3 for a bag. And according to a few food blogs that have tried them, they're still chocolate-covered but have a light hint of pumpkin spice. One blogger said they taste more like a mix between M&M's and cinnamon Red Hots. And they're on sale through Halloween.
Pumpkin-flavored everything just reminded me of the pumpkin-flavored liquid goodness that I bet you Silver Creek just got in stock, too. Need to get some more of that. Do you have any weird quirks that took you a long time to realize that you had? Discussion online where people revealed their weirdest quirks, like walking downstairs diagonally, talking and singing to your food, and mimicking someone else's accent without knowing it. Weird quirks, yes.
Well, when you've seen a grown man dressed as a superhero, you know, you kind of wonder, hey, are they an actual do-gooder, or are they getting money for posting with pictures on Hollywood Boulevard? You never know. A guy named Jeff Buckland and his friend Troy Markham run a charity in West Virginia called Heroes for Hire, where they dress up as Batman and Captain America and teach kids about the value of helping your community.
Apparently, there's a lot of business in dressing up as a superhero
these
days.
I'm thinking about, you know, looking into it. Saturday, they were in the middle of a gig when they saw smoke coming from a nearby house. Jeff worked as a firefighter when he was stationed in Iraq, so they both immediately ran toward the house to see if anyone was inside. People who lived there were on vacation, but after Troy broke out one of the windows, Jeff reached in and felt something, which ended up being the family cat.
Wow.
He pulled the cat out, put it down on the front lawn, realized it wasn't breathing, and somehow managed to resuscitate it. And says the cat immediately started hissing when it woke up, but he understands how it would be strange to be pulled from a fire, then see Batman standing over you.
Yeah, especially if you're a cat. So yeah, if you see Batgirl down on Howard Street later today, you know, stop and pose for a picture, would you? There's a 32-year-old female therapist in England who helps married couples with, marital problems. She has instructional threesomes with them. She's married. She charges at least $300 per session, and she claims she has helped dozens of couples in her instructional sessions.
You can make a career out of that. Normally, it's not legal, but
yeah,
whatever.
You can get a career out of that, too, I guess. So there you go. That's Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.